Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Well, we've turned them into Hawk Topics. Kevin's gone today, so our friend Steve Hawk has joined us. Thank you for coming in, buddy.
Goodbye.
Appreciate it.
And hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Good idea. Good idea or terrible idea? Here it comes.
Okay.
You have seen these little lights on that you can put on like a strap on your head, right?
Yes.
Like a little flashlight, like you do for me for walking. Did you say you had one?
I have one. I don't usually
use it. Okay. But, you know, you can work on whatever because your hands are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and, you know, Steve was talking about the fact that he gave me this list of quote-unquote ailments and what age you get them. One of them was back pain. People get it by their, you know, early 30s.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, well, I think it's because people have bad posture, so they're always sitting with their head down because they're looking at their phones.
Okay.
You know, does that make sense, right?
Yes,
it does. Tracking with that. What if you put a headband on and you had a phone holder, so like your phone to be like in front of your face? You could even adjust it. Well, not necessarily all the time, but like if you were sitting and you were trying to keep your posture better, you could keep more upright. Is that a good idea or a terrible idea?
Nerd. Yeah, nerd is a
good idea.
Yeah,
terrible
I'm envisioning
idea.
This. You've got this octopus arm that's coming off the top of your head.
Absolutely.
That's holding a phone right in front of your face.
Yes, correct.
I think that's wonderful.
Okay, chalk up Hawk for terrible idea.
Yeah, no.
Textures are about 5-1 as far as good to terrible. Most people think it was a terrible idea.
You know, I bet it already exists, actually.
It probably does.
And maybe there's like, I'm also with you, Steve Hawk. I'm thinking it's like this massive.
It would have to be pretty big because of the weight.
Of the weight, exactly.
And now you're probably actually even worse on your neck because of the weight of your dumb headband.
I did not have braces as a youngin.
Yeah.
And I always felt bad for the ones that did and had the headband.
Oh, the gear. Yeah, the headband.
All the gear.
That was always so weird.
Well, can you imagine that? And now you've got an octopus arm coming off the top of that.
It's something you want. I don't think the braces were always wanted.
I do agree because I have dropped the phone on my face.
Oh, man, that laying down thing.
Yeah.
Have you almost like chipped a tooth type deal?
No, it landed on the bridge of my nose.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't that far away, but still, it wasn't something I wanted to do.
Good thing you have pretty good vision. Otherwise, you get your arm fully extended.
Right.
It's a longer fall. Yeah. Have you ever done that, Steve? Producer Steve?
I've dropped it like on my stomach.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever dropped it on my I've dropped it on my
face. Once you get older and you have to have that thing closer to your face.
That's true. Somehow you forget that you're holding something and you just drop it on your face.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on the poll. Have you ever dropped your phone on your face? I bet it's like at least 80-20.
Yeah, I think it's almost nighttime. Oh, I'm starting to doze off. And then boom. Nope, now I'm wide awake. And I have a bloody nose.
And I've injured myself with my phone. I'm an idiot. How many t-shirts do you have, Steve?
A ton.
Hawk?
I'm a t-shirt guy.
Yes, you are. And God bless you for it because you got cool ones.
I go on the internet in search of t-shirts.
Yes.
I go to t-shirt websites and buy 5 at a time.
Sometimes they're vintage. Sometimes they say cool stuff, whatever
it
is. Would you say over 100?
No. No, less
really?
Than 100. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I had more. And sometimes I will rotate. Like some are not retired, but they're on hold.
Yeah, so you have a pile of, like, just you'll get to those or they're out of circulation.
Yep.
Yeah.
There were a couple of them. You know, I've been wearing this one a lot. I don't need this one. Bye-bye for a year.
How many piles of t-shirts or stacks or I don't know. Is that how you do it? And, like, you fold them?
Yeah. I have 2 drawers full that I rotate through right now.
And so 2 in each drawer? 2 stacks in each drawer?
No. I stack mine.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
I'm so glad I've asked this question.
I do not stack them. I line them up. So
they're... They're perpendicular to the drawer.
Wait, what?
How do they?
They would be like
a books.
Yes.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Right.
So you must fold them relatively small then,
like as a rectangle.
So you'll go. This is fantastic. So you like fold them with you do rotate the arms back.
Yes, I do.
And then you fold them in half.
Yes, I do.
And you fold them in half again.
Absolutely.
And then you slide them in there.
Yep. And then they're sitting up.
I might be a fan of this.
And then they're kind of like racked up like books.
Yeah, yeah. Or like how they used to store like. DVDs or CDs.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
So you can
VHS
see all
tapes.
Of them. They're not sitting on top of each other, so it doesn't get as wrinkly.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it right there.
But what happens when you take like 2 or 3 of them out? Do they all fall over?
Or you probably just push, right? You push a little to the side, pulling out.
Yeah, I usually will just take from the left. Like whatever is furthest to the left is next up.
This is a great theory.
Oh, and so then you're doing laundry and then it replaces and then you have enough to keep it up.
Yeah, just
so when I do when I have clean shirts, then they go on the right hand side of this little
I am gonna try this. I have a drawer full of just Coyote Country shirts.
Yeah, stacked up.
Just, there is so much where I'm like, you know, every time I get one, I'm like, oh, that's not going to fit.
Yep.
So now I'm going to try that. I assume you can get more in?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, well, however long, I mean, however wide your drawer is,
yeah,
that's how wide your row of shirts is.
Can you do two like this?
If it's deep enough, it depends on how you fold it. Okay. I don't.
Okay, but you could possible. Yeah,
but I have two drawers full of that style.
And you don't think you have 100 shirts, huh?
No. And then I have some hanging up too, but I don't think I have 100.
Do you have a pile of specialty shirts? Like, oh, this one's for the 4th of July. This one's for St. Patrick's Day.
Sort of, yes.
See, Steve?
They're all hanging up, though. Those specialty shirts. Hockey, Seahawks, Mariners, and then special events. That, those are all hanging up.
No, I wasn't judging you too much on that, Jay.
It seemed like you were.
Well, no.
Probably was.
So, okay, but Steve. Hold on, Steve Hawk.
Yeah.
So, you do this with t-shirts.
Yep.
Are you doing this with like sweatshirts and things too, or is it just t-shirts?
Just t-shirts, because there's so many of them and I needed a better way to stack them and see them and not have them get wrinkly. The other stuff I'm not as worried about and a lot of it hangs up.
And what do you do when you go on vacation? How do you pack a suitcase?
Are
you
doing the same? I just jam them in there.
Okay.
I don't really care much. I say, oh, I'll never see these people again. Who cares?
Okay.
I've always been a roller for for vacation, because I know you can get a lot more in when you roll your shirts.
That's exactly what we did when we vacationed with backpacks.
Okay,
last summer when we went to New York, we only took backpacks, rolled everything as tight as we could.
Yeah, you can get a lot in there. Although I did see a hack on the internet the other day. They did it like you do. They took their suitcase and left it standing up instead of laying down like you normally pack. So in other words, keep in mind, now it's standing on its bottom, right, and the handle's on the top, and they did the shirt thing the way you do it, and then just slid them in there like they were like that, and then when they flipped it over, it was basically like your drawer.
Yeah, I like it.
Man.
See, here's the thing. It's genius, but I feel like I would mess it up at some point, like grabbing from the middle, and then all they're falling over, and then they're just all spread out all over the place.
Sure. I mean, you have to be a little meticulous, but not much. It doesn't take much. If you pull one from the middle, they're not heavy. Like, oh, now,
right.
It all just crumbles apart.
I don't know. I'm a risk taker. I'm a madman, Steve Hawk.
You do you.
Yeah, that's right. I used to do it with the sweatshirts where I hung them up, and then I'd wear it, put it on the right, never wear it again till it got to the left.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I started getting sweatshirts I didn't like that much, started passing them back, and I'm like, oh, I'm going
to skip.
And I'm not going to throw it away, but I'm never going to wear it again.
Yeah.
You know, one of those deals.
I have a pile of those. Well, I still like you, but not for a while.
not enough to wear, but enough to keep.
Yes.
Very good. Mm. All right, you want to hang for round two?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, be right back.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And so there's these two ducks in a pond. And the first one goes, quack, quack. The second one goes, that's funny, I was just going to say that.
Kevin James.
And the one duck looks at the other duck and says, God, that was close. And the other duck says, whoa, you're a talking duck.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Okay, Steve Hawk is here for Hot Topics Extra bonus round, I guess.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Appreciate that. I forgot to ask you this. I just remembered it because somebody on the text line said it. Maybe it was yesterday or the day before. They put eggs on their spaghetti. Like runny. Like a fried egg.
All right.
With a
oh, he's already becoming very judgy.
With a little bit of like a runny yolk on their spaghetti. I mean, obviously, I'd never heard of that.
No.
And do you? Then people were like, "Yeah, well, I put eggs on salad," and I'm like, "Well, like a hard boiled egg or something." I think I've seen obviously on salad.
I do hard boiled eggs on my salad all the time.
Yeah, that I get.
I've never done a fried egg on spaghetti.
Okay.
But I do like runny fried eggs.
Right, so that's your go-to.
And I like sketty.
Over easy or whatever. Yeah.
So maybe it's a thing?
Oh, I think that's what it was. It was like the top five foods that a majority of people can agree on that they like. You know, and it was like lasagna. It was chocolate chip cookies. It was spaghetti and meatballs. And then somebody texted in, and it was eggs and bacon. Like, majority of people like all those foods. And she's like, well, I put eggs on my spaghetti, and we were all like, whoa, time out.
Wait a second. That's a new level.
Do you have a weird food combo, though, that you love? Because I mean, I thought mine used to be weird, but now I think it's more common. I do like dip my chips in mustard.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I feel like that's more common. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that.
What kind of chip?
I'll do any chip.
Like a Cheeto?
Whoa.
It's not a chip.
Okay.
It's a puff.
Well, I tried. I was trying to branch out.
You were.
How far will you go?
I know.
Or mustard boy.
Mustard
boy. Yeah, that's true. Tortilla chips probably the best, but yeah. Or just regular potato chips. Absolutely. I'll do. But yeah, I don't know that I have a bunch of weird.
I put a layer of Ruffles inside a tuna fish sandwich.
I think that's great. I don't know if that's super common, but I know of people that do it because I think people have done it where they crush them up or crumble them up or something.
Yeah. I feel like that's more common than you might think.
Probably because I know I'm not the only one that does that.
Yeah,
but that's kind of weird. I take my wife will do. She calls it an Italian delight, and it's basically just baked spaghetti.
Okay,
when it's left over, I add soy sauce and call it an Asian delight.
Oh wow, really?
I love soy sauce.
And does when she bakes it with marinara sauce.
Noodles, red sauce, everything.
Okay, wow, okay.
And then the next day, I take that leftover, add a little bit of soy sauce.
But it's got to be leftover so that the marinara has kind of like worked its way into a...
Yeah, there's not a ton of marinara.
Okay, yeah.
Not in a baked spaghetti.
Gotcha, yeah.
Okay, a lot of noodles. Soy boy.
Yeah. I am a soy boy, for sure. I'll put that on anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do like that,
I do like
you?
Soy sauce quite a bit. On burritos.
What do you have here?
Soy.
Soy is your number one condiment here at the station.
Yellow mustard and soy.
Okay. All right. Well, there
you go. Neither needs refrigeration. That's one of the reasons why.
Oh, yeah. That's important, especially here because the fridge situation gets a little weird sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
It gets a little weird.
I don't know. It gets a little.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. We have a lot of fridges, but I don't know. There's some of them are like, what? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm staying away.
I'm not putting anything in there. No. Then once every 6 months, somebody downstairs goes, should we clean that out? And we're like, yeah.
Please.
Yes, please. We were figuring out today, producer Steve doesn't drive much.
Okay.
And he used to live very close to where he worked.
Yes.
So he would drive to and from, you know, less than a mile a day and then not go anywhere because he's antisocial.
Right.
So we figured out.
Lucky.
For the last
12
plus years, he has averaged 300 and was it 65, Steve?
I thought it was 353.
353, that's right. 353 miles a month for 12 years.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty good.
Or crazy. Especially considering, you know, we moved here, it was 1,000 miles. He moved to Florida, that was over 1,000 miles.
So you added all of that in?
We added all
you
that
took
in.
Took that into consideration.
Yes,
okay.
We did.
Wow, that is very impressive or sad.
Thank you.
I don't know how many I put on, but I live a long way. Well, you know, a decent.
Are you like, 12, 15 miles?
Yeah.
From? Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, I go back and forth a couple times a day sometimes.
Yeah.
If I've got
you go
somebody.
Back and forth?
Yes. If somebody needs to meet me at my house for whatever reason.
That. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to run home and I'm coming back to work.
Yeah. Once I'm done, I'm done, baby.
I mean, you're probably 30 miles a day minimum.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can see how that adds up pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not doing anything extra, like zero. That's saying something.
And there's always something extra.
And a trip and a Seattle to go to a game or whatever. Yeah, it's really impressive. And then they started with how many miles they had on their car, and somebody said they had 2 million miles.
Of course.
On one vehicle.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You've got that fancy car that goes to 2 million.
I don't know how that even works with the odometer.
No, you don't. It rolls. Okay, so now I'm on my second of numbers.
That's right. You have to keep track of how many hundreds of thousands.
On my way to a million.
Jeez. That's ridiculous.
Have him grow up a little bit. I mean, and I only say that because you're younger. You don't have kids. You don't have a wife.
Yeah.
Have him get all of those things.
Man. Oh, man.
That'll change it.
The taxi alone.
Yes, yeah. That'll change it.
Yeah.
Grow up. You grow up.
Well, never. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
That seemed, yeah, there you go. It wasn't an insult, but it sure sounded like one.
Yeah, I know, it did.
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah, why don't you just grow up?
Yeah.
Did you ever do the thing when you were taking a kid to practice or whatever, and you're like eating in the car?
Always.
And did you always, when you first get your vehicle, and did you do the rules? No eating in this one.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's that last, like a week?
Yeah, see, it's more of a, here's what we will eat and here's what we won't eat.
Okay, that's
fair. You don't get granola bars, you don't get this, you don't get that.
Because they just leave messes everywhere?
Yeah, it's just, you can't control a granola bar. That's just going to be messy. It just is.
Yeah. Kids, man, though, I tell you.
Write that down. You can't control a granola bar. Yeah. Oh
my God. Gonna be messy.
Yeah, that's right. I also used to be so like ridiculous about it. Like every time we'd get out of practice, I mean, I always try to empty the vehicle after every whatever.
Okay.
Just because it just piles up.
Yep.
You know, and then the kids were in there. I'm like, everything's got to come out.
Yep.
Can we at least start tomorrow with an empty vehicle? Plus, I don't want to be driving to work and it's 6:30 and I get the text, oh, you know, one of the kids forgot the backpack in your car, and you're almost 20 miles from here. So we always started it. And then I would do the thing once a week, be at least vacuuming everything. Now I'm like, eh, whatever.
I don't do the vacuuming as much, but yes, that whole let's clean the car out as soon as we get back.
Yeah, whenever, absolutely. Yeah.
Back from vacations, back from whatever. Nobody wants to. I don't want to, but I don't want to have to do all of it.
Absolutely.
And that mess that's been made in the back seat, I didn't touch it.
Everybody grabbed something.
Nothing
and
was done.
It up.
Yeah. I'm going to need some help with that.
That's awesome. Yeah, grow up, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah.
You grow up.
Have you ever been in... Oh, I don't know if I want to ask this question. I'll ask it. I started it.
There you go.
I'm going to thank Steve Hawk for being here before I even ask the question, just in case.
Okay.
Steve, have you ever been in your back seat?
I've looked at it.
Wow.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You mean on the noodles?
I mean, is it just spaghetti noodles and you put an egg on it? Or it's like, no, it has sauce, it has meatballs, and egg.
Kevin James.
That's interesting, Kevin, because I never think of spaghetti unless it has the sauce. But I guess you're right. It technically could be.
Yeah.
It's the description of the noodle.
Spaghetti is just a noodle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow.
Was that French or was that?
No one really knows what that was. Relatively impressive, we'll say. All right, let's do it. Time to play Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. Brian, what do you say?
Say good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. How's the day treating you so far?
It's been a good day.
Okay.
Not raining and blue skies, so.
Oh, I like that.
Good start.
Well, let's see if we can, you know, maybe even improve it some more by giving you some cash. That would be some fun stuff right there. I'll give you the clue. What were you going to say, Brian? I'm sorry.
I would like that.
Yeah, I bet. I'm going to give you a clue. It's more than $735.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, it keeps growing with every wrong guess. So again, it's more than $735. What do you think it is, Brian?
I'm going to guess $777.
$777. Let's check it out.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
All right, if he's right, he wins it. We're looking for $777.
$746.
Well, it's going to grow for this afternoon, buddy.
All right, 3:30.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there.
Sounds good, Brian. Appreciate you, man.
Awesome. You too, guys. Thank you.
See you, pal. All right, so 3:30 is the next time to play, and it will be worth more than, what was it, 746?
Yep, 746.
746.
Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
So with our friend Jim Diamond at 3:30,
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
All right, no Kevin, but still has a clip. What do you got, Steve?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, Jay, you're familiar with when people lose their dogs.
Yeah.
They put up those like posters.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Say, hey, you know, we lost our dog. Here's kind of the details. Uh-huh. And most, if not all the time, there's some sort of reward for it.
Yeah.
So this situation is a guy has found apparently his neighbor's dog after seeing the posters and everything up.
Okay.
And walked across the street with the dog.
Yep.
And the piece of paper with all the information and all that.
Oh, boy.
And it's recorded on one of those doorbell cams.
Okay.
Of what happened. So,
oh, no.
So that's what went down.
Hey, bro, I noticed you been hanging these things up all over the neighborhood. Your dog went missing. pretty sure this is your dog right here. I found him just down the street. So, yeah. But I noticed on this flyer, it does say to call you, list your number right there. It also says no reward for some reason. Typically with something like this, you ask for a reward, but you don't right here, so that's a little bit of an issue because A, it takes my time out of my day to come deliver your dog, and B, that's not how it works. So we're going to have to talk about this. So come down to my house. I'm in the blue house and two doors down left side, and we'll discuss the reward issue. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep him at my house, and then you can come talk to me about the reward. So, yeah.
So he was just being recorded. Nobody was at the door. He was just letting him know. I got your dog, bro, but you didn't listen to a reward. That's not how it's done.
That's not how this works.
Oh,
that's not
gosh.
How any of this works.
That is crazy. I hope he was kidding, because holy smokes, seriously?
I mean, he walked away with the dog.
With the dog. Well, I mean, you can't just leave it on the doorstep. It would just run away again. So,
right. And who knows the people who own the dog. They may or may not have been home. I'm assuming they weren't home.
Probably not, no. I do know somebody who ended up having a neighbor that did take their dog. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, it was running loose, so we just figured we'd keep it. And they're like, no, it's ours. And they're like, well, it's ours now. And turned out after the authorities got involved, it wasn't theirs, and they had to give it back. Weird how that happened.
Wait, is that a real situation?
Yeah. They decided that they were just going to keep it.
Are those real people?
I mean, real bad people.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
Huh.
Also, if you're a neighbor, you don't ever get a reward. I feel like that's fair.
Is that, you think that's true?
Yeah, you don't get a reward, even if somebody's like, oh, if you find it, and you're like, well, I mean, unless you were the neighbor and you found it, even then, man, your neighbor, just let it go. You don't get to charge me a reward.
But what if they're like, you see all these posters all over the place, and they're like, $15 million reward if you find my dog. It's a special dog, and it means a lot to me, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And so you found Elon Musk's dog, you're saying?
Whatever. Okay, I mean, I don't know. Or some very large amount of money. I mean,
and they're your neighbor?
Yeah, I mean, like 50%. I don't know. Maybe you get some sort of discount.
Yeah, 50% because you live next door to me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, neighbors are neighbors, man. You got to give it to them. Then there's no reward. Sorry, Steve.
I don't know.
Also, if they're giving you $15 million for their dog and you live next to them, you probably don't need the $15
Well, maybe it's, you know, it's a different neighborhood.
Yeah. It's an adjacent neighborhood that, you know, isn't that expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Wise guy, huh?
Yeah. You don't get the reward. Give me my dog.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I forgot your name. What was your name?
Kevin James.
Kevin.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, don't forget you can download the app. The Coyote Country app can be yours. It is free, and then you can take us with you wherever you happen to be. I recommend it. It's awesome. And don't forget you can also check out the podcast. You can subscribe, and once you subscribe to the podcast, we will send you a little bing notification. And it says, new podcasts are available from the Jay and Kevin Show. Now listen to the entire show. There's no music, no commercials, no nothing. Just yappa. And super simple.
Yappa. Yeah. Did you rhyme
Shutter
there?
Shut a yappa. Did I what?
Did you rhyme there? What did you say? Something free, something?
I may have an accidental rhyme.
Yeah.
Possible, yeah.
That was good.
Sorry about it.
No, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Well, now I didn't, because now you said you didn't like it.
Because now I've been quizzing you about it. Now it feels like I'm attacking you, which I really wasn't. Sorry.
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah. On the way out, before we get out of here at 10 o'clock, we have, what do we have?
That's a good question, Jay.
Beanie? I think we have a beanie.
Yeah, we have that.
Maybe a qualifier for the Seahawks Cardinals. I think we might have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, we've got a chance. In fact, we'll do go ahead and call right now. And after we do our final thoughts, Steve can just take a qualifier. If you want to go to the Seahawks versus the Cardinals game, that's coming up on November 24th, and we'll throw your name in the drawing. So if you want to call now, you can, and then just, you know, be patient, because we'll get to you in just a second here.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve-O, final thought. You can kick us off here.
It's patience. I see the phone ringing. Yes. I will get to it eventually.
Yes, patience, friends.
I did see this list, and I'm wondering your thoughts on this.
Okay.
If it applies to everybody or just in a attempted relationship situation.
Oh, no.
Okay, so there's a TikTok video revealed the things that women text when they're not interested.
Oh, wow.
So there's a list of five things here. And
so if you get these, move on is what you're saying.
Right, and I wonder if it applies just in other situations, or if it's just just this, or what the deal is. So here are the five things. Nice. You're sweet.
Oh, so this could be just disinterested in the conversation, necessarily you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So nice, you're sweet, I'll let you know.
Oh, boy.
Maybe, and maybe my favorite one, aw, with three W's.
Ooh, I've had that from my wife. She's not big on the one-word replies, but every once in a while, usually it's like a video or something, or, you know, like I shared something I thought was funny or cute. Aw. And then I realize now that means she doesn't care.
Well, but not necessarily.
I'm going to say Steve says that means you don't care.
And is it more than three W's?
Because
I feel like the number plays a role.
Oh, now I don't know for sure.
And if it's just one, that's a problem.
That's real disinterest. I can only afford you two letters.
Yeah. I mean, two or three seems like okay, but like if it's five or seven, I mean, you've hit the jackpot. Now,
usually if I just get the thumbs up, I know that means, nope, don't care, or I'm super busy. Please don't text me again.
I mean, I give the thumbs up when I'm not busy. If I just
That's
like,
true, oh. But I know that from you now, so I don't take it as offense.
I mean, it's just something to
You're
use.
Also rarely a one-word texter, I feel.
It depends.
Let me look.
Sometimes
I have texted you before.
Yeah, I'll do a one-worder.
Let's see.
I don't have a problem with that.
Two words, five, looks like about eight or ten, at least ten.
I mean, I'm pretty short and to the point.
Three, ten, 15, 10, 2.
15? Wow, you must have really got me on a good day, Jay.
Yeah, well, it started with sorry to bother you, so that one was...
Oh, that was... So I wasn't responding. I was initiating.
You initiated it. That is all the way different. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
No, stop. No, you're pretty to the point. I like that. You're not a really long texter. I don't know anybody in my life, really, that has a really, really long texter, Kevin.
Final thoughts.
But I'll over-explain things, though, if you want me to.
Well, that's an in-person thing, mainly.
Yeah, or an email.
Oh,
I'll
an email,
over-explain
yes.
it in email.
I like that.
Yeah, baby.
And by like it, I mean don't like it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about it.
Our good friend John on Facebook gave me a very big laugh today because I was just scrolling through our page there, and there's the video of Warren in the new Coyote Country beanie, which we're going to be giving away here in just a few minutes. But he's like, oh, boy, this new Coyote Country beanie sure is warmer, whatever he says.
Yeah, yep.
I'm sweating up there or whatever.
Yeah.
And
it is warm.
They're thick.
Yeah.
And he has his glasses up on top of his head, and all John posted was, where are my glasses? And I for some reason, that caught me at the right moment, and I just started laughing. I thought, yeah, that is 100%. No way Warren knew where his glasses were. Especially wearing a hat, you probably wouldn't feel them very much. So
yeah.
I guarantee you he had no idea where they were. Mm-hmm. So it made me put up on the poll, what's the last thing you've lost?
Okay.
Glasses. Oh, no. What did I say? What's the last thing you've lost that you actually had with you?
Oh, that's a twist.
Yeah, what was the last thing you were looking for that you actually had with you? Phone, keys, glasses, or other?
Or other.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I didn't want to just...
Yeah, no, I mean, there could be a lot of things. That is for sure. So, I've said this before. I've done the thing where I'm holding my phone.
That's the worst one.
And I go, where is my phone?
Yeah, I've done it. And then I always think, man, it is a message to myself, though. Because I every time that's happened, it's not super frequent, but it has happened. And I'm always do the same thing. I'm always like, okay, that's a sign. We got too much going on or you're going too fast. It's time to slow down.
Yep.
Because if you are holding it in your hand and you don't know where it is, maybe don't drive.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Alrighty, that's the show. We got to go. On the way out, we've got that beanie left, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Coyote Country beanie can be yours. 509-441-0999er. Gosh, Friday show tomorrow already, guys. Looking forward to it. You?
Always. It's always nice to see the crew.
Good to see the fellas.
Yeah.
All right, we will see you then. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye.
I'm
so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.